For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. Houston County is still cleaning up after severe storms on Friday. The town of Cottonwood saw more damage on Friday morning. This after an EF1 tornado tore through the town back in January, leaving one woman dead. Geneva and Coffee County also reported downed trees and damage from this past Friday morning storm. The National Weather Service says at least five tornadoes tore through the Tennessee Valley in northern Alabama last week. Limestone County was hit by an EF3 tornado with wind speeds of at least 135 miles per hour. An EF2 was confirmed in DeKalb County, and a twister also touched down in southeast Huntsville and two in Madison County. A Wiregrass student will be attending West Point in the fall. Slocum High School student Linda Andraw will be a part of the West Point class of 2028. Once she graduates, she'll spend at least 5 years in the U.S. Army. A May Day celebration this weekend in Baldwin County turns deadly. Around 1,000 people were attending an event in an open field in the town of Stockton when an argument started and someone pulled a gun and began firing. 18 people were shot. At least three have died. Police say there could have been multiple shooters. The investigation remains active. Governor Kay Ivey says it's unlikely she'll call lawmakers back into a special session to resume work on the bill to legalize gambling. Ivey said she was disappointed at the Senate's vote to allow the referendum for Alabama citizens to decide on a lottery and casino failed by just one vote April 30th. Dothan United made their debut at Ripuse Stadium Saturday as they hosted Brave SC in an exhibition match. That match ended in a 0-0 draw. Dothan United begins its inaugural season this Saturday on the road in Georgia and will make their home debut May 25th against Tennessee SC. And that's the latest look at your headlines. From WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 103.9.